Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain Futures, USDA crop report day to day, and they came out with data that would have been friendly for corn, but it was bearish for wheat and negative for soybeans, and corn tried to rally after the release of the data on its friendly numbers, but was drugged down in the wake of the selling that hit the wheat market. The wheat trade was anticipating the all wheat production number at about 1,729,000,000 bushels, but it was the spring wheat that surprised them. Spring wheat last month was 450 million bushels. They thought they'd lower that a couple million bushels, and they shocked everybody by jumping it 55 million bushels. So spring wheat production raised to 505 million bushels, well over 10% larger than guesses, along with the even soft winter wheat crop was raised about 15 million bushels. And they even raised some of the hard wheat crop was 15 million, while the soft was 10 million. So overall, it was a big jump, almost 100 million bushels on the wheat production, which of course translated into a growing carryout, even though they're backing some of it out for feed residual. So that was a bearish aspect for the wheat. So the wheat market all making new calendar year lows again today, new two-year lows to top it off, as the Chicago wheat December down 32¾ cents, 546, Kansas December up off 17½, 667½, with Minneapolis December giving up 27¼ cents to 719¾, while March Minneapolis off 22 cents, 744¼. Now, the corn market was actually kind of friendly. They lowered it. They increased feed usage, lowered it from last month's 1,452,000,000 bushels by almost 100 million bushels. Some 90 million came off, which would have any other day caused corn to jump a dime. And it was already at the highest price of September overnight. We had tagged the $4.90 mark. The high for September was back on the 5th at 490¼, but the weakness in the wheat drug the corn market down, along with the soybean number that was a little more negative than anticipated. The soybeans had seen an expectation for last year's crop to be reduced a bit, and so they thought that would play into the carryouts, but the carryout was actually raised 18 million bushels from last month, coming in at 268 million on the beans. So soybeans down 20¼ presently, 1280¼ on the November contract, which is hovering near the August lows, whilst the January beans off 19½ cents, 1299¾. Corn for December off 9½ cents, 479. March corn off 9½ cents as well at 493½. Now, the whole commodity world is down today. It doesn't matter if it's cotton, cocoa, sugar. The government shutdown has got everybody nerved with strength in the dollar. Even the metals are all getting pounded after earlier strength today. And the stock market, which spent most of the morning higher, also turned south. And commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle are sharply lower. Yesterday's hogs and pigs report was considered bearish. We have December hogs limit down, so that doesn't help the cattle market that was already in a tough way. Even though they had a strong rally yesterday, they gave it up as cash trade did not improve. Box beef is up 90 on the choice, select down 11, but no fire. So we've got cattle for October losing $2.15 at 184.35. December cattle off $2.45, 187.97, so we're within a dime of the low of the day. February cattle giving up 197, 192.65. Feeder cattle, sharply lower grains, does not matter today. We are down $2.32 on October feeders, 252.40. November losing 277 to 254.90. January feeders off $2.05 at 258. Now hogs, sharply lower. We're down $3.32 on the October hogs, 80.62. December hogs down the 375 limit, 71.77. Gold, which was higher in the morning hours, down $11.10, a new low for the month of September. Actually, this is a new low since the gold market had bottomed out here quite some time ago. I'm going to go back and give you the last time made a low. We bottomed out here in March of the year, and now we're heading back to those values again, down $10.60 at 18.68. Silver, December off 30 cents, $22.44. Bitcoin off 240, 26,841. And crude oil, the bull market that has been resilient, down 89 cents a barrel, $90.83. Gasoline off 6¼ cents a gallon at $2.40½, while diesel fuel, as the products are taking turns being the up one while the other one is having a down day. Today we're up 3¾ cents on the November heating oil contract, $3.33. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, where you'll find our phone numbers along with our available information that talks about the commodity markets and the opportunity to open an account at our brokerage firm at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.